It's time once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Welcome to Insight Without Jack Sogler tonight, and we are coming to you from our studios with our current Fort Recovery, soon to be Fort Recovery Administration. Some of them are currently in the administration, but not exactly in the roles they're in, so kind of everybody moved up one, and then we added one. So let's just basically start with the superintendent, introduce yourself, and tell us your position now and your position coming up next school year.
Sure. Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having us tonight. Always good to be on the show, so appreciate the invite. I'm Tony Stahl, the current high school principal at Fort Recovery Local Schools. This is be my third year finishing that up. Yep. And then moving, like you had mentioned a few moments ago, moving to the superintendent position, replacing outgoing, retiring Larry Brown, mm-hmm. Beginning on August 1st. And so that will be my new role officially for the start of the next school year as the superintendent. So excited to be here, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we appreciate you coming in and rounding up the rest of the crew. So we'll go next to the person who's going to take your place as high school principal.
Thank you, Neil. Ryan Steinbrenner, current middle school principal, been in that role for 3 years. I got to follow the great Tony Stahl as middle school principal.
Yes.
And now continue to follow the great Tony Stahl as high school principal when I step into that role August 1st as well. So
just keep paving the way for you, making it smooth.
I appreciate that, Tony.
So then we'll go to this young lady.
Holly Gann. I am the current transportation and athletic director at Fort Recovery, and I'm going to be the new middle school principal following the great Ryan Steinbrenner and the great Tony Stahl.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. All right, and our new addition.
Well, I'm joining this great team, apparently. My name is Laura Brandt, and I'm coming from Salina City Schools, where I was the literacy coach for the last couple of years there.
All right, so we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff going on and what's new and what's old and all that kind of thing, and we'll get to know Ms. Brandt a little bit better. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll start talking school stuff.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery Girl Scouts are having a donation drive, Cakes for a Cause, collecting items that they'll give to local food banks to help families with limited income and food budgets, putting together birthday cake kits so these families can celebrate their birthdays. You can help by donating boxes of cake mix, icing, birthday candles, and cards and banners. And they are accepting cans of pop to use in making the cake mixes. They would also like new and gently used toys, books, action figures, and other small toys to put in their birthday bags. And you can help by donating new and gently used t-shirts that the Girl Scouts will make into birthday bags to put the cake mixes and toys into for each needy family. They have placed flyers all around town so you can read the details of this donation drive, and you can drop off your donations at the Wayne IGA, the Post Office, the Library, Wangler Ace Hardware, and the Fort Recovery Dairy. Help our local Girl Scouts as they help out people in need by donating items they can donate to local food banks to help families with limited incomes celebrate birthdays. They'll be collecting these items all through the month of May, so be sure to buy a little extra and look for their donation boxes around town.
We're back on Insight with our administration from our schools. So, Tony, you're going to be the superintendent next year. How's that role different from the high school principal? 100% different?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. I definitely think it's different. I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of overlap with a lot of the high school events, you know.
Right.
A lot of those are very, you know, public events, like things like graduation and prom and your varsity athletic teams and band and choir performances and those kinds of public. So there's a certain degree of...
Yeah, the things that the public sees you do.
Yep. And not that there's not, you know, there's a lot of elementary and middle school events as well, but you know, a lot of it runs through the high school. So there's a lot of similarity in those events. You know, a lot of the things that you work on in the high school, that's a little bit different than some of my previous roles. And like the middle school, moving into the high school, there's a lot more curriculum options for students. Things like career technical education through TriStar or our Ag Co-op programs, or the also some of the College Credit Plus options that students have available to them now. So there's a lot of those, you know, different curriculum options that are involved a little bit outside of the walls of the high school. And so that's where you kind of blend in some of the stuff that a superintendent might get more involved in, some of the policy side things or the things working in conjunction with, you know, the Educational Service Center and the county on some countywide initiatives and things like that, the partnerships with TriStar, those kinds of things. So there's definitely some overlap, but it's definitely going to be a huge learning curve, I think, from building management to district management when you're obviously expanding the scope at least three times from what I'm used to.
Just guessing and using my logic, I'm thinking that you at least had to be, being a superintendent at some time in your career had to be on your radar, so I'm sure you were observing, asking questions all along with the last, with Mr. Firks before and Mr. Brown now, as far as how does this work, what are we doing, how, you know, I'm sure you did a little... question and answer and getting some tutorial. You know, I think that's probably, is that probably how things sort of went, that you're at least kind of getting some understanding of what's going on, which you should anyway if you didn't even ever want to go past being a high school principal.
No, I definitely agree. I mean, that's, I'm always, you know, interested in kind of self-reflection and improving generally. You know, so I'm always kind of looking up. I figure that's a good place. If you're always looking up, you'll, you know, even if you don't get all the way up there, you know, you're at least going to keep moving, you know, personally, professionally. So that's always been kind of my mindset.
Well, and you probably also, if you're kind of doing that, you're also understanding why some of that stuff gets done, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense for your particular job now. You can at least understand why somebody's doing,
You know,
making this decision or weighing these options. So.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, always, you know, in any industry, education is no different. There's always things, reasons why we do stuff, legislation, policy that comes from Columbus or different things that we you know, need to be aware of. And so I think that's kind of an interesting part of the job because it is always changing. It is always something different. And I think that's an interesting component of it. You know, nothing's ever the same. And you're always looking to get a little bit better and learn a little bit more. And I think, you know, the superintendent gives you a good opportunity to do a lot of that. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think you had a pretty good mentor.
Yeah, well, one of the big things, you know, Larry Brown, our current superintendent, sticking around for half of the school year next year. So that's going to be a great, the board has kind of invested in that time, and Larry was on board for that plan. So I was very grateful for that transition package. So that's going to be very helpful for all of us at the table, I think.
Right, yeah, and that also means that you can help Ryan with his new position, and Ryan can help Holly with her new position, and you know, everybody's going to help everybody, and especially with Mr. Brown being around for a while, that can give you that extra hour someday when you might need to help Ryan with figure out how how that, like the things you said are different from high school to middle school that he may need to know a little bit about.
Absolutely. So, conquer and divide is a good thing.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a really good way to go. So now we'll come back to a couple of things there. Ryan, so what are you're going to be the high school principal. What kind of things are you thinking that you're going to run into, or what can you bring from the middle school principal to the high school that are going to work pretty well?
Well, you know, I think touching on it before and being able to follow Tony and, you know, through the middle school and then, you know, into the high school, you know, a lot of great things are already there, you know, so there's nothing that needs to come in and say this needs blown up or changed or different than what it does, because we have great schools here at Fort Recovery Local Schools, and our community shows that, our students show that through their test scores. They show that through how they go out into the real world after school and you know, enlist or go to the workforce or go to their education. I mean, there's such great students and families here that, you know, I'm glad to be a part of that in the role I am, but also glad to know that I don't have to come in and just reinvent something, right? Yeah. And then that's what's nice about that. So, you know, I'm able to look at small things and go, okay, hey, you know, when I came in 3 years ago, our district curriculum adoption just wasn't that great. And so it was Mr. Brown's vision to say, okay, hey, let's kind of look how we can improve the district curriculum adoption. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, really willing to jump on board and grab onto that and say, okay, hey, I would love to lead this up and be a big part of improving this curriculum adoption cycle. And I think that's done that a lot over the last 3 years, improved greatly. And now we're bringing in resources from the ESC and going to continue to look to improve that. So, you know, I feel good about, you know, being able to help in little ways like that, you know, as a instructional leader. But, you know, I feel great being able to walk up to the high school and you know, ask Tony the questions I need to ask, but know that wheel is going to keep on turning, you know, and I can just jump in with it.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. And I think we've had, over the last 5, 10, 15 years, we've had what I think is very excellent school board and administration at our schools, and probably longer than that. We just haven't had flops. People that we have always had the best in mind for Fort Recovery Schools, and I think that's been a very good thing. And, you know, some of the things you talked about were that changed a few things with the curriculum. Some of that is you find something new that might work, and some of that is the state says, you have to do this, and you don't get a choice. I guess you do get a choice. You can not take their money, but that didn't work very well.
You know, you speak towards that. You know, I came in the same year that they changed the evaluation system for teachers, and it seemed very overwhelming for the teachers. Now, to me, it was new, irregardless, because I was coming from the state of Indiana to here. Yeah. But, you know, just to be able to work through those types of things with a staff and say, okay, hey, yeah, this looks overwhelming, but how can we break this down and look at its components and see what it really means at the heart? And, yeah, it sounds overwhelming, but if we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, then there's no reason for us to consume ourselves with those types of things.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it makes it a little tough when things – especially for some of the teachers who have been there 20 years, and then all of a sudden they have to do something completely different or noticeably different. That has to be frustrating because they know they're doing a great job. Why do we need to change everything? But, you know, we have our kids have traditionally, and most of the kids in this whole area traditionally have been, when they get through with high school, they're ready for the real world. Now, there's always exceptions, but for the most part, we have great kids and great families, and they're ready to go, not just because they want to get out of school, but they're ready to go and make a living, raise a family, buy a house, whatever it's going to be, get a good job. They're ready to go. So that helps that the teachers have always been doing that, and then to have to change things a little bit or even a lot. In some cases, it can be frustrating, but it's always good. So we'll come back to some of those questions in a minute. Ms. Gann, you're up. So you have been the athletic director and the transportation director. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. So now you get to be the middle school principal. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. So the job description there is probably quite a bit different from what you've been doing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess you've been in education for a while, and I'm sure you're not coming in completely blind and have no idea what you're doing. I'm sure you understand what a pretty good part of what your role is going to be, and knowing that you have the previous person a phone call away or a short drive away has to help a lot. But so what are you thinking with your new position?
Yeah, obviously moving from the sports world and the busing world, which are pretty important roles,
yes.
Also within our community.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Very important.
I'm excited for the change. And, you know, I'm a big team person, so I think it's really cool about the demographics of our team is that we're all here in the community. We're welcoming Laura onto the team, and this is it. Like, we work so well together, and working with, obviously, Mr. Stahl for the last 2 years as the AD in transportation, I've been able to do a lot at the high school, and he's done a great job of including me on some of those high school-like duties, more so recently than some other times, but... and so that's nice. So it's like, yep, I don't have the inner workings of every little thing that probably goes on within the middle school, but I do feel like I have 2 years of organizational leadership and management that has allowed me to work with people,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
People and families and staff. And like I said, transportation, athletics, that it's kind of nice that I'm going to be able to bring that background and working with Ryan over at the middle school with athletics. So there's some layers there that I'm going to have and transportation. And so it's just neat. I'm going to take those things that I've learned and be able to apply that to the middle school. And then obviously Ryan's has done such a great job already about including me on some of the things that are where we're at, where our goals are, where are some things with direction that he has moving for next year. And so I'm just excited again. Like Ryan touched on, we have great communities and families, but, you know, we also have great staff members. And so the staff at the middle school is something I'm so excited to work with because the staff, for me, but minus the bus drivers, which, again, not the traditional staff, those guys either are full-time employees at the school, mm-hmm. Some of them are not, or my coaches, I don't really get to see them on the same schedule. Usually it's a very second shift, and it's very seasonal.
Yeah.
So not a lot do we get to work together and try to make things better and moving forward. So I'm really excited to get that staff and the students, too, mm-hmm. And just see kind of where things are at. And just obviously the wheels will keep turning, and I have great support over there. You know, Maggie sits in the front office,
yes.
And she's been around for a long time.
Is she really the boss?
Yes.
I would not mess with her. I know that. She does know how to use a gun because she was our police chief for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to feel safe.
Yes.
You know, safety is not ever going to be a concern over there.
When she was our police chief, nobody messed with Maggie.
Yep. So, like I said, Maggie's going to be over there. And
yep.
So she's definitely not going to let me fall too hard. Or maybe she will. I don't really know yet.
Nope.
And so I'm just excited. And it's just a different role. I mean, and for me,
yeah.
I think... I came into the AD transportation, and it's not like when I was little, I woke up one day and was like, I just want to be an AD and transportation director.
Yeah.
But for the last 2 years, I've really loved it. And so for me to move into this new position, again, not something I necessarily saw for myself 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but like Tony said, just keep looking up and keep moving. And I've been surrounded, or I feel like I've been very fortunate to be around a lot of wonderful educators that have empowered me and inspired me to want to become better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and want to empower other people around me. So lots to learn. The learning curve is huge. We're just trying to figure out the next 7 days or 6 days or 5 days. And then once that settles down, actually track will run through June, the 1st of June. So hopefully we get to the 1st of June. We're going to have some state track kids and baseball would be right, I think, at that same week.
Yep,
same week. So that could be a fun weekend in Columbus for us all.
In years past, we have gone from covering the state track meet to drive over to, I can't remember the stadium, to cover our high school baseball team the same day. So
I hope that's the problem I have, trying to figure out to get from one place to the other. So, again, I get to live in that sports world for a little bit longer, and, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's neat. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss working with the athletes and the coaches and be able to kind of sprinkle in my educational background inside athletics.
Yeah, so. But I think one thing that you did when you became the athletic director was you started looking for new things, different ways to do things, new things to do, how to just keep adding something, doing things a little bit different. And, you know, if you bring that enthusiasm to the principalship, I think you'd do great. And you obviously have the credentials to be allowed to be so you're not just coming in as like somebody off the street and saying, well, I guess you're the middle school principal now. You've had the education to kind of prepare you and the actual being in the school system for several years.
Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of a product here.
Yeah.
And a rapport with community, and so
working
with the athletes, again, I've got some families there, but you know what the really cool thing is, Neil, that that's probably an illusion. So you think I'm doing really, these really great things, and you forget about the things that I mess up on. So that's
I don't get to know about those, so I'm just fine with that. But I know when you were hired as our girls basketball coach, everybody in the community was very happy to have you here. Then the next year you got on in the school system, and then the next year, 2 years, whatever it was, you're the athletic director. Everybody loves Holly. ever since you were 7th grade winning the punt pack pass and kick contest.
Man, do we really got to bring that up every time?
It comes up all the time.
Seriously, every time, everywhere.
Well, that's a big deal. That's how we got to know you and got to love.
I'm on the map.
That's how we got to love Holly Stein. Everybody just, you know, that's a neat thing. It really is. So, anyway.
I will agree. It is pretty neat.
Yep.
It's quite one of those weird experiences. I'm no longer the person that's just in the backyard playing around all the time. So.
Yep, kicking field goals in the backyard where Dad built you.
A field goal post.
Field goal post.
He built it for Sean, but we all benefited from it.
Yeah, oh, well, okay. I think it was all for Holly, and Sean got to use it.
Well, it could be that way, too.
So,
sorry, Sean.
that's okay. We're going to talk with Laura here in just a little bit. Let's take a break, and we'll talk a little more with Laura than we did with these people, because we've talked to them a bunch of times. So let's take a little break, and we'll come back and get into the very good details back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real. And it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with our high school, our whole Fort Recovery School System administration. So we talked to current high school principal, incoming superintendent, Tony Stahl. We've talked with current middle school principal going to high school principal, Ryan Steinbrenner, and we've talked with the athletic director going to middle school principal, Holly Gann. And now we're going to the new person on the block, Laura Brandt. And so tell us a bit about yourself, your family, your education, what you're currently doing, and just kind of tell us who you are.
Okay. I'll start with myself. My name's Laura Brandt. I have been in education for about 23 years now in different roles. I'm coming currently from Salina, where I've been the longest. The last 2 years I've been the literacy coach there, but I've been in several different roles. Mm-hmm. My family, I have 3 kids and a husband. My oldest is just trying to finish up his junior year here, and I have a 7th grader and a 5th grader. And I'm currently living in St. Mary's, and I'm originally from Wapakoneta, so okay. Started around this area. My husband and I got married pretty young, so we were still in college, moved out to Columbus for a while so we could finish at Ohio State, where I taught for several years in the inner city. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we started a family, just wanted to be back in the community, back with family, back where, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the community with people, you know, like-minded people. So we came back, and from there, I got a job in Salina, and I've been in education ever since. I have a passion for, I've always worked with the little kids. These last couple years, I've been able to work with teachers, and I've worked all the way up through high school now, and mm-hmm. I find that kids are kids, doesn't matter what age they are, and I love being in it and seeing them grow. It's been fun the last few years going into the middle and high school, because I know all of those kids. They've all come through the elementary. So it's just been a really cool experience to see them grow and to see them going out in the world and, you know, mm-hmm. hearing my name at Walmart, you know, with these adults who have kids of their own now. And it's just been really cool.
So they didn't hate you because they come up and talk to you at Walmart. Hey! And chase you down instead of seeing the other aisle and go the other way and run away.
That could happen too. I don't know.
Well, they might. But it's good at least some of them are hollering at you and saying hi. Literacy coach, is that what you're?
Literacy coach. So I worked with
what is that?
We worked with our teachers, our mm-hmm. K-12 teachers, the ELA teachers once you get departmentalized. Mm-hmm. But we worked on, you know, Ohio's passed a dyslexia law that's happened. And, you know, a lot of the schools have had to kind of adjust to that. And so I've kind of helped with the implementation of curriculum with some PD, some professional development. I do a mm-hmm. lot of teaching of classes with teachers throughout the week. That's probably the biggest role I've done in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. getting into the classroom and helping with, you know, if they see an educational problem, they see a group of kids that just aren't growing. We get in there and problem solve together and find ways to help, you know, help get these kids growing a little bit faster.
Yeah. And now, is that anything that you do with kind of, do you deal one-on-one with any individuals, or is it mostly with groups or classes? Or
it's pretty even. There have been a couple times when like a kid just really needed some one-on-one help and the teacher just wasn't able to get it, and I've been able to jump in and do some of that too. Mm-hmm. So one-on-one with adults and kids, and then, you know, where I'm needed is where I go. It's been a really neat job in that it's never the same every single day ever.
That has to be really neat.
It's a challenge I'd say I love that.
I think that would be really awesome that you're not just doing the same thing every day. Of course, teaching isn't the same thing every day unless you have to keep pounding something into somebody's head for 3 weeks. But for the most part, you're covering this today and move on to the next thing, and, you know, whatever, however many 180 days of that. And,
right.
And as far as administrative, is this your first administrative
This is my first official administrative job. Mm-hmm. I will say, as a literacy coach, since I'm not assigned to students, mm-hmm. you jump in and do all those things that just yes. need to be done. So I've been so fortunate to have such amazing administrators above me that I can learn mm-hmm. from.
Yep.
And in this role, it was a district role. So several administrators that I just have been just models for me over the years. Mm-hmm. If I'm allowed to name them, Michelle Duncan has been just such a mentor for me, and she's been there since I've been there. Von Ray, Dr. Smeezing, Tracy Dammeyer, they are amazing educators, and I am going to take everything I've learned from them into this role.
Well, that's good, because even if you're not really even thinking about being in administration, you see things that they do that impress you, and even if you never use it, you at least absorb it and know that it's there and you can understand how things are going to, how the communication's going to go the next time you're with them. And, you know, that's probably a big deal too, that you know how the interaction's going to go and how you need to approach it, either with a smile or a fist. I'm going to guess that around here you don't have to go in to any of your administrators demanding this and this and come in with a fist in this area. I think Salina, Fort Recovery, all the schools around here, and Wapakoneta, I'm sure they're all there to help promote the kids, where I don't know what your experience was in Columbus, but a lot of the big schools, the inner city schools, they are there for a job and not there to for the kids. They're trying to make money and not trying to necessarily help kids. If they happen to help kids, that's okay. Around here, people want to help the kids, but if they happen to make money, that's the good part. Other places, it seems like they're trying to make money. If they happen to help the kids, they're okay with that. But that might be a terrible generalization, but I know around here they're everybody is on the kids' side.
Right, I would agree with that. And, you know, the more I hear about Fort Recovery, the more excited I am to join this team.
Yeah.
The more I come visit, the more excited I am to come here every day. And
we,
I cannot wait.
The school, the town, all the stuff we have, it's not an exaggeration when the people that used to own the flower shop called Fort Recovery Mercer County's best kept secret. There's a lot of people that have no idea how to get to Fort Recovery. They don't live 20 miles away, and they don't have any reason to come over here, because we don't have Walmart, and we don't have all of that kind of stuff. We don't have big box stores. But when you get over here, you find out that you have real people that you're talking to. You go in a store, and you're talking to the owner of the store, and they're going to treat you like you're their neighbor, mm-hmm. and most of the time you are. And once they come over here, they keep coming back, whether it's the restaurants or the shoe store or whatever it might be. It's one of those things that once you figure it out, it's a really, really neat place. And I think you're going to fit in very well, and I think you're going to like it. So do you have any, like, goals, any certain programs, anything that you've thought of that you definitely want to start implementing?
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of echo what Ryan said, because I have a feeling, you know, what's the saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
I think, you know, I'm what, like 48 hours approved here. I am like the newest new you can be right now. So I don't have anything like in mind. No, like I'm not coming in and going to, you know, take the rug out from anybody and just start going in. Because like I've said, I have not heard, I mean, people have said to me, oh, you've been hired at Fort Recovery, and then I get to hear all the good things. So I just can't wait to get in there and really just meet everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Meet all the grandkids of the parent, you know, that I've been hearing about that are going to be at the school, and just see how things are going. And it sounds like, you know, I just can't wait to join this team. I think it's going to be so much fun to collaborate with these educators.
Yes, you're going to like it here. And, you know, you may see some things that, well, this seemed to work in Salina, let's see if that can work here, or a version of it, and you might be able to bring some new ideas. They might work, they might not, but it doesn't hurt to try some things. And of course, like most years, some crazy thing comes in from the state that you're going to have to do, and so you're going to have to do some new stuff that nobody's ever heard of, and you know, like those kind of things just happen. But if you have a good team to work with, right, and everybody's going to help everybody, even if it only applies to the elementary, mm-hmm, or to the whole school district. So, anything else you want to throw in?
I think I'm just so excited, and I think I've said that already, but I really am. I just cannot wait to get started.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more general stuff and be back in just a minute.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4850.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. After defeating Lima Central Catholic in the sectional semifinal on Tuesday, our Indians will travel to New Bremen to take on the Cardinals for the sectional championship tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We'll have that game for you live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. There was a great crowd at Tuesday's game, and if you weren't there, this would be a great time to hop on the Indians bandwagon, so get your gang together and head over to New Bremen tomorrow to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight, and we are speaking with our quote-unquote new administration. Three of the four are already with the school system and very familiar. And so technically they're going into new positions. So I kind of want to get an idea of what goals that you have in mind for your upcoming position and challenges that you see with that position that you think you can foresee that might be coming up. We'll start with Mr. Stahl, our upcoming incoming superintendent.
Sure. No, I definitely think that's kind of the exciting and slightly terrifying component going into any school year. You know, you have goals and challenges of, you know, you could be doing it for a long time, and each school year, hopefully you attack it with, you know, a little bit of a different attitude or something else you want to change or improve or a challenge you want to overcome. So, you know, next year is obviously no different. And as we finish up this year, looking into, you know, personally for me from an administrative standpoint, I think a major goal, these guys kind of touched on it earlier, but obviously the Fort Recovery local school system, very high performing school system, very supportive community and families. Our students work really, really hard. So I think continuing to do that and to kind of learn, at least from my end, you know, the different larger roles that I'm going to have to, you know, be a little bit more involved with. Schools, mm-hmm, school districts are kind of like little cities. You know, you have your own transportation, yep, you have your own maintenance, you have food service, you know, you obviously have a lot of HR staff issues. You have buildings full of students and families and events that you're putting on. So there's a lot of different components that when you're a building administrator, you know, you think about your building and running that day to day. But then, you know, some of those larger district-wide things like busing and food service, things like that, maintenance, upkeeps of roofs and facilities, things like that, that you don't necessarily think about in the day to day as a principal, you know, definitely is a big goal for me to kind of learn quickly, take the time with Mr. Brown, who will be around, to kind of learn the ropes of some of those things, just to kind of open my eyes a little bit to some of the more district-wide stuff that I'm going to be working on, I think is a big, you know, goal of mine right out of the gate. And then I think challenge-wise, obviously we have, you know, we're all new administratively around the table here tonight. Not necessarily to the district, like you had mentioned, kind of coming back on air here, but we are new in our roles and working together in these roles. And so I think a big potential challenge, but also a good opportunity, is getting all, you know, the new administration and staff kind of on the same page, setting our priorities for next year, getting to know each other and how we work and operate and kind of moving forward into the school year. And obviously, you know, navigating any, you know, potential challenge that might come our way, which they do. You know, every school district has their challenges throughout the year, but working together as a team to handle them, I think is obviously a challenge, but an exciting one to have that I'm looking forward to.
So, as far as funding from, let's say, from the state and or property taxes or any other funding we have coming up, is there anything kind of on the horizon that's going to change in the amount of money or where the money comes from for any of that? Or are we kind of, as of now, kind of floating along like we have been? I don't know of anything, but that isn't necessarily anything I would know about.
Yeah, there. I mean, there is. We actually had our May board meeting on Monday night, and we heard our five-year financial forecast from our treasurer, Deanna Kanapke, who does another, you know, part of the administration team. Does a fantastic job. So looking forward to working with her in a little bit of a larger capacity, certainly.
Yeah.
But have a very positive financial forecast. You know, the people of Fort Recovery and the community should be, you know, very happy about how, you know, we've been, not necessarily anybody really at this table, but over the last several years of being, you know, good stewards of taxpayer dollars and building that up. And so we're in a very sound financial position, which is good moving forward for the
and
district.
Now, is most of that, and I think I know the answer to this, but just is most of that financial stewardship the treasurer, the superintendent, or the school board?
I think it's probably a good working combination of all of them.
So the answer is yes?
Yep. The answer is yes. The short answer is yes.
That's kind of what it seems from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, that kind of triangle of positions, you know, school board, treasurer, superintendent, you know, a good functioning working relationship between those three entities in any school district really help that organization function very smoothly if they're in step. And you don't have to agree on everything all the time. You know, that certainly is normal and probably a good thing over the long term.
Right. You get different points of view about something and
And to kind of come together to some sort of conclusion or some sort of consensus after decision making. And so I think over the long term, you know, the people that we've had in those roles have done a nice job. So it's been a credit to them that they put us in this spot.
Yeah. And, you know, we've, from what I can think, we've had the last 10 or 15 years, great school board members, great administrators, probably even going back farther than that, but that's what I'm kind of thinking back to. And, you know, Lori Cook was pretty awesome, and all the people before her. You know, that those are very important positions that sometimes people don't really see, and a lot of times, a school board, let's say, a lot of the things they vote on are kind of common sense, and everybody votes yes or no. And but even when there's some questions about this or that, that as you mentioned, it's good to have a discussion about it and see another point of view and go, maybe that's okay. And especially if there is a portion of the community that is thinking the way that this particular person decides to vote yes or no on a certain thing, you know, they need to be represented. Everybody needs to be represented, even if the majority wants it a different way. Well, if majority wants it that way, then that's probably how the school board's going to vote if they're a true representation. And it seems like we've just had really good people. Technically, it's not volunteer, but yeah, they don't get paid much.
It's pretty close. It's pretty
and,
close.
Yeah, and lots of them have to miss their school, their kids doing something,
sure,
or have a job that they are. They have to go home after the school board meeting and do 2 hours of work.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of that that happens. So technically not volunteer, but they don't get paid
it's
importance that they have. And it's really good that people step forward and do that. So,
yeah, no, absolutely.
So financially, we're in pretty good shape.
Yep.
What about teachers retiring? I know we had a big retirement rules changed a few years ago. That went crazy for a little bit. But do we have a lot of personnel changes coming up?
Not necessarily. I believe we have two retiring teachers in the district. I think we have one in the elementary, and then one in the high school that are retiring. And then we have some support personnel that are leaving as well. So we have a couple of those staff members. So I think we have maybe it's four or five this year kind of retiring from the district, which might be a little bit slightly higher, but usually each year we have one to three, somewhere in that range. So it's relatively within the norm of our normal turnover.
Yep, and we have good people. There's always good people to replace them.
Yeah.
I think that Mercer County Schools in general, Fort Recovery, definitely being part of that, I don't think you have to pick the best of the worst. When you're picking teachers, you can pick the best of outstanding, a set of outstanding people apply, and you get to pick one of them.
Sure.
That seems like that's how it's always been.
Yeah, no, these jobs definitely around the area are certainly desirable from an education standpoint, so we are lucky to have, usually for the most part, pretty good quality candidate pools.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is mostly because they know the communities, the school boards, and the administration are all on the same side. They're on the kids' team.
Absolutely.
And I think that's my perception of how that goes.
And when your goal's that clear, it kind of makes it, no matter what you're talking about, you kind of go back to, well, what's important here? What's our main goal? What are we even doing in this day-to-day job and in the work of the district? And if you keep the students at the forefront of that, it makes a lot of decisions easier, for sure.
How about enrollment? Are we about, are we kind of staying the same, going down a little bit, going up a little bit, kind of comes and goes from year to year?
I would say we've been pretty steady over the last, in the 900 to 1,000 range over the last probably decade would be my guess. I do know we have at some of the younger grades, we have a couple of 90 classes, class size 90 plus kids. So there is a little bit of a bubble down there. And I know like our middle school has a couple of smaller class sizes than the high school kind of has.
So what does that do as far as classrooms and teachers?
Well, we have added a fourth grade teacher this year. That was another hire that we had the Monday night meeting, and so we've kind of added that teacher to kind of help adjust with some of those class sizes, especially down in the elementary building. That's an important primary learning, and having those class sizes at a manageable level is very, very important. So the board's been supportive of that.
And we have a classroom to put that new teacher in?
We do.
Okay.
Yep, we do.
Okay.
But,
good, because I'm thinking, I don't want to start seeing tents and trailers.
Sure.
But if we have to do that, that's a lot better than
we're not quite at that point.
Than we putting still have, 60 kids in a 30 kid classroom. We don't want to do that. But and if it's only for a year or two, then maybe that's okay. But I think that's kind of all I need to get out of Mr. Stahl.
No, perfect.
Let's go to Mr. Steinbrenner and what kind of challenges, opportunities, kind of things are you thinking about with your new role?
I'm going to say this is a personal goal, but because I'm invested in this community, because I've lived in Fort Recovery my entire life, it's something I'm passionate about. And that goal would be to bring some consistency to this position, to the high school principal job. I don't think it's any secret that we've had quite a few administrators come in and out over the past 15, 20 years. And I remember my time in school when it's Ed Snyder, Pat Niekamp, Ted Shuttleworth, right? You can name the guys that were there for a long time. And I feel like since I've been out of high school, there's been a lot of turnover for good and bad. We're darn lucky to have, Tony be able to work up through the ranks and work his way to superintendent. you know, I'm so happy and glad that I get to work with him and under him in this position and that he's paved this path for me. But, you know, coming in when I got the job as middle school principal, I think that was one of my personal goals. I want to bring consistency to this job. And then 3 years later, I'm stepping up. But, you know, I feel passionate about that yet, that I want to be able to bring consistency. I think consistency can breed success.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I as a personal goal, I want that. You know, if I'm just looking at an educational goal, and this is maybe not a goal, but a vision of what is coming down the line, I'm real curious at what the artificial intelligence is going to look like in education over the future years. You know, with the introduction of ChatGPT and this being just kind of thrown into the fire so quick over the last 6 months, how can we utilize that in the proper ways with our students to prepare them for the real world, to prepare them for what they're going to go? I don't think the right answer is to withhold it from them. The right answer is, hey, let's block this, and if they're using this to write papers, then we got to, you know, it's plagiarism. Right. How can we teach the proper ways to introduce AI to these kids? Because this is going to change the way jobs look out in the real world over the course of the next 10 years. There's going to be jobs that exist today that don't exist 5 years from now because of it, and the opposite's true. There's going to be jobs that don't exist now that are going to exist 5 years from now because of that. So it's a kind of a new passion of mine to see how that, you know, is going to get integrated into education, and how can we incorporate that into our curriculum.
Yeah, and make it a positive thing, because a lot of what you're hearing in the press right now, it's negative because they're talking about all these things that kids get caught cheating with it, and it's a tool that can be extremely valuable if it's used the right way.
Well, and you get out of that what you put into it. Mm-hmm. You ask a very generic question, you're going to get something generic back out of it. Yep. But if you know the right things to ask and the right ways to approach it and to continue on, then you're going to get what you want back out of it. And I mean, you're talking, I mean, in all realms of all different careers. I mean, it can do coding. It can tell you who the best Reds batters were over the last 10, you know, 15 years. I mean, it can do whatever you want it to
in
do.
A second.
But but you got to know what to ask of it.
I want to see a ChatGPT versus Rocker trivia.
Ooh.
That's what we need to get going on here.
Rocker won't be around tonight because he's got his community club meeting, but that would be a really good one. Rocker would embarrass that computer so bad.
Oh, my gosh. What? When did Princess Diana die? What, 11:56 p.m.?
Yep.
On this day.
Yep. It was, I know it was Labor Day weekend.
I don't. That was the first name that came to mind. You could ask him somebody I've never heard of, and he would tell you that day. That
died. Yep. And it's incredible.
So, I have a question. For Ms. Brandt, what attracted you to Fort Recovery? I mean, there's a million jobs out there. What made you think, you know what, Fort Recovery is a good fit?
Well, you know, my first experience with Fort Recovery is the Mercer County thing. So my son is a runner, and the Mercer County 5K, the one where in Fort Recovery, they start it with the cannon, you know. And every year that we've come back here, I've just thought, you know, this is such a really neat community, and I did want to stay around here in Mercer County, and I just wanted to, when the job came open, I thought, I would really like to check this place out, and the more I hear about it, the more I'm falling in love with it. I mean, I can't wait to meet these people you're talking about here.
Yeah. Yep. So, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to Holly Stein and Laura Brandt about their goals and other things back in just a minute.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Wow. Tickets for the Win on the Wall Bash pre-event 50-50 and tow-and-go raffles are on sale now. Visit wowraffle.com for all of the details and to purchase tickets. The pre-event 50-50 will be drawn on August 24th and last year gave away over $19,000. The tow-and-go raffle will give away over $200,000 in prizes on Friday, August 25th, including a 2023 Jeep Wrangler. Don't miss out on your chance to win big. Get your tickets today at wowraffle.com.
Welcome back to Insight. We've been speaking with the upcoming administration at Fort Recovery, and we've talked to Mr. Stahl. We've talked to Mr. Steinbrenner. Ms. Gann, it is your turn, and you're going to be the new middle school principal. What are you looking forward to? What are your goals, and what challenges do you see in your new position?
Well, like I said, challenge is going to be just, you know, the staff being super patient and supportive with the learning mm-hmm. curve. Like, I'm in a new position. You know, the positive is that I've worked with a lot of those staff members in the middle school in the athletic department, coaches. There's a lot of coaches sitting down there, so that's great. So the challenge is always just going to be that, you know, us working together and understanding that I'm learning. And the reality is I don't know everything. And so I think that general understanding is I don't know the answer right now, but I'm going to figure it out, or we're going to figure it out together. So that's always a challenge. We do get in a society where everything, we can get information at our fingertips. So being more resourceful for them, just, you know, a goal for myself, obviously is personally is just to continue to grow, but more importantly is to continue to drive that culture and that energy that Mr. Steinbrenner and Mr. Stahl have already created in the middle school, and be able to bring my energy and enthusiasticness there and to continue to develop relationships. I think that's the most important goal for me next year, is just to continue to get to know the staff, the students, and the families, to be able to figure out what we need and how I can help. So that's just, you know, and if I can accomplish that, mm-hmm. I feel like that's enough for me to be able to listen and to figure out, again, how I can help. And then that next second year, then we can start working on some things.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm a little impulsive as a human, so being patient may be a concern.
I think that's why a lot of people like you.
Well, thanks.
I think
be the only person that's ever told me
oh,
that.
Oh, I think that's that. Well, they
maybe
might,
I'm surrounding myself.
They
with
might
wrong
not
people,
realize
you
know? It. They might not realize it. But I think you hit on one thing right off the bat was I don't know everything. So that's
I'm still trying to figure a lot of things out in life.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you think you know everything and you just decide this is how it's going to be and don't ask any questions and don't do any research, you're behind.
Well, and a lot of education and instructional leadership is all about the servancy of the job.
Yeah.
You know, and as an AD, yep. and you know, I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that's the servancy. You know, I got these guys back here that do so much. And Neil, you're at every game. Like, you know, I'm sure you're not making $1 million. And if you are, then I need to invest in a radio company, please. I'll come do commercials all day long for you. But, you know, it's the servancy of our community that continues to surprise me. You know, I go to church yep. and I look over and it's people that are donating their time. You know, we have an event, people are donating their time. You know, they don't want money. They don't want accolades. They don't need those things. And so as a, you know, middle-aged adult, I like to think that I'm kind of in the middle right here. You know, I love to be able to put that upon my own children and the youth that we have the for them to understand they don't always need something in return. The servancy and the volunteering and the giving back to this great community is how and the reasons why we are the way we are now. It's from generations of that. And so education is a really cool thing because we live in that land of servancy. We do a lot of things because we not because we have to, but because we get to. We get to wake up every day and we get to talk to passionate parents in the community. I do that all the time. It's great, you know? And a lot of times they allow me to self-reflect and think about things that maybe I wouldn't have. And, you know, those conversations are hard, but I always tell myself, and of course, my personal life hasn't always been the easiest, so, but those hard conversations are the good conversations. You know, we had a rough last week, for God's sakes. So, those hard situations that are where you can learn and grow the most. And so, like I said, the servancy of education or our community is key. It's key. It's a key component of schools and in this area, because nobody's going to let you fall too hard, and that's what I've really learned, especially when you reach out to others and work together as a team. So,
Well, that's a great answer. So,
thanks, Neil.
Now, Laura.
Yes.
Challenges, goals. Kind of what are you thinking?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is just the newness of everything.
Yeah.
Just joining a new community, new role, new school, new everybody. So one of my goals is, I mean, obviously, I feel like in education, a goal is just to maximize academic growth, social growth, emotional growth. Mm-hmm. But I think my personal goal is just to be responsive. There's going to be a lot I don't know when I encounter it. And so I think listening and being responsive to what the needs are, what the priorities are of our staff, and, you know, what our students need, which, you know, might change every year as each class comes in. They have different needs, and it's just this next year is going to be a lot of listening and learning, and to just kind of mirror what Holly said, you know, the following year I think might be some initiatives that we can work on together as a team, maybe yet this year, I don't know. I think that's just going to be my goal every day is to be responsive and, you know, whatever happens that day, we're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, and you had mentioned half an hour or so ago that you had your original passion was for younger kids, and you're going to be the principal. Is there anything in particular that you are thinking that you want to implement, or just overall general make sure that everything is...
You know, little kids just, well, they're not that much different than big kids. The social needs, you know, the kindergarten, the preschool, never been to school before. Those are my favorite experiences because you never know what's coming.
and you get a chance to kind of set the tone that first day or week or month of how their experience is going to go.
Right.
And it sounds like you've had some experience with that and probably have some insight that you have picked up as far as what your job will be and maybe what you can pass on to the teachers and the aides and so forth, and maybe they have some things they can pass on to you that
Absolutely.
You'll pick up
Absolutely.
That you can pass on to future ones. So, you know, I think with really being interested in the younger kids, I think that's a really good fit that you're, you know, that's your thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm hearing from the grapevine, through the grapevine, that they're checking me out. There's some people, some parents, some grandparents. What's she like? So
yep.
I'm hearing from that, and I cannot wait to meet them.
Well, that's good. And I'm sure you'll make as good an impression on the parents as you have on us tonight. So I think we have made great decisions at every one of these positions. Three of them have been in the system, and we kind of know what we're getting. And a new addition that has a passion for young kids. I don't know how you do better than what we've done. I think we've hit home runs in every one of those positions. Any of you have anything else you want to throw in?
Graduation Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Yep, graduation
yes.
Sunday. Just quick plug on the class of 2023 here.
Yep.
Will be commencement ceremony Sunday, May 21st, 2 p.m. Fortside Fieldhouse in the gymnasium, as we've done several years in the past.
Yes.
We have 66 graduates this year. We have 68% of them that are going on to further their education, whether it's a four-year, two-year certificate training programs, whatever it might be. And of those 68, 44% of them are going to four-year colleges, and then 32% are joining the workforce after school. So that's kind of the breakdown of the senior class. We don't have any military students this year.
That's
the first
unusual.
In my tenure. Yeah, it's first in my tenure here, but none of those this year. So that's a little bit of a breakdown for the graduating students that will be walking across the stage on Sunday. So,
and as a
scholarship money?
No, we don't. Mrs. Kaiser will have, Amy Kaiser, our guidance counselor, will kind of talk a little bit about that on Sunday. Okay. And some of that stuff we kind of keep under wraps a little bit until then, when they get a packet of their stuff under their their seat.
Rob Weaver will be broadcasting that live on WPGW, and we will be recording that, and it'll be in our archives later on Sunday. So if you are, well, a lot of times if you're there, people go back and listen. But even if you don't get to get there, you can listen to it. If you're going somewhere, it's 100.9 FM, or you can go to WPGW FM.com and listen to it on the listen live. And if you want to listen to it later, it will be in our archives. So Rob will be broadcasting that, and so everybody has a chance to get in on it and get to hear the valedictorian and salutatorian speeches and the names of the kids that are there. And it's an experience. I've been to a few of them, and I just really like it. Didn't care for the one I was at when I graduated, but there's all, we didn't have electric lights and microphones in there when electricity wasn't invented then. So that was a while ago.
I think
so,
we're all amazed you graduated now.
Well, yeah. Well, my mom was a teacher. She
there you go.
At that time she would share her cigarettes with the teachers in the teachers' lounge, so she got me through.
You're never gonna invite me back now, are you?
Oh yeah. That's I say that to people all the time. Oh, you graduated? that's my thing. So, all right. Well, we appreciate all of you coming in and giving us a preview of what's coming up next fall, and we'll probably have you at least one at a time or all together again sometime in the fall and talk about how the school year is going. So we appreciate it, and we'll be back in a little bit with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and they're going to have seniors and Coach Ink on tonight. So be back in just a little bit.
For staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank